So this is a brief guided body scan, and it is always helpful to begin by just allowing yourself to arrive in this moment, feeling your body in contact with the surface you are lying on. And just congratulating yourself for having made the time to attend to yourself and your moments in this way. So much of our lives is spent in such a hectic and busy way, with our minds lost in thought, imagining different futures and reworking the past. And so mindfulness practices invite us into this moment, into the present moment, and into our bodies, just as they are. So lying down in a posture that feels comfortable for you, attending to the needs of your body, perhaps with your feet falling away from each other and the arms at your sides, the palms facing up, and noticing the natural curl of the fingers, and the head and neck and shoulder blades just all resting gently on the surface that you're lying on, letting the belly be soft so the breath can come and go, the abdomen rising and falling with the coming and going of the breath. And so we are practicing with this cultivating awareness, cultivating presence, making contact with our bodies. And we use our senses as pointers, showing the way into the present moment. And in the body scan, the sensation of touch is something that we bring into the foreground. So noticing now just all those points where the body is touching the surface that you're lying on, the mat or cushion or the bed. And noticing those areas perhaps where the natural curve of the spine creates a bit of space between the body and the surface. Bringing attention to the sensations of the body from within the body. You might say, placing the mind in the body. And really noticing whatever is there to be noticed, from the inside out. And one of the sensations that is here is the sensation of the breath. The body expanding as the breath fills the body, and the body releasing, softening, as the breath exits the body. So just as we notice the points of contact with the cushion or the floor, we can also notice the points of contact with the breath. The touch of the breath on the nostrils during an in-breath, or the coolness of the air as we breathe in. sensations in the throat, the back of the throat, the chest, and the belly. And really feeling the belly as it expands with the in-breath. Not expanding it on your own or creating some movement of the belly, but just opening to the movement that happens all on its own. As the breath moves in and out of the body. In some ways, this is a practice of surrendering. Surrendering to gravity. Surrendering to this moment, just as it is. Surrendering to the movement of the breath. And letting go of our tendency, as best we can, to control things. Knowing that the breath moves in and out of the body all day long when we're not paying attention to it. And so just because we are choosing to notice in these moments doesn't necessarily mean that we have to get involved or control our breath in any way. We're just opening, surrendering, allowing. Letting the in-breath begin when it begins. Letting it end when it ends. The exhale beginning whenever the body needs to release the breath. And following the breath out. And at some point, the next breath will begin. And we're just kind of watching and noticing. Practicing with bringing awareness to the wisdom of the body. Letting go of and surrendering what we think we know. And opening to just what is. One breath after the next. And just noticing how the body feels as we open to our experience in this way. And knowing that there isn't any right way to do this or any right experience to have. But just noticing what is happening in this moment. And this will be different from moment to moment. And every time you practice with this guided body scan, your experience will be somewhat different. Yet the intention remains the same throughout. Bringing a heartful, curious awareness to whatever arises moment by moment. Whatever sensations are available to be felt. And using the in and out flow of the breath as a safe haven to come back to. Whenever the mind's activity captures us and we get lost in some stream of thought, or we find ourselves judging our experience or reacting to some sensation in the body or perhaps some lack of sensation, and we start evaluating and judging our experience. And then there will be a moment of awakening and recognizing that you've just sort of fallen into the old habits of the mind. And see if in those moments you can sort of smile inwardly at the habit energies, offering yourself a sense of gratitude for waking up, for bringing awareness to the foreground once again. Finding the next breath and just riding again the rhythmic waves of the breath, the in and out flow, over and over, surrendering in this way. Letting this breath be enough, this moment be enough. So we can begin to explore what it is like to direct our attention to various places in the body, and breathing into and out of these places, and noticing whatever is there to be noticed. So when you're ready, bringing your attention to your feet, noticing the sensations on the soles of the feet and between the toes, the sides of the feet, the tops of the feet, the ankles, and feeling the skin of the ankles and the feet, and noticing whatever sensations are there to be noticed. Any warmth or coolness, tingling, or areas that have no sensation. And when you're ready, breathing in a long, gentle in-breath, feeling the feet, and imagining you are breathing into the feet and breathing out from the area of the feet and the ankles. Breathing in, noticing, and breathing out, noticing. Just continuing to work with awareness of the body in this way. And when you're ready, moving your attention to the calves and knees and the thighs, noticing that you can still feel the feet, but you're making a choice to shift your attention now to the legs. And knowing that with mindfulness practice, we cultivate a greater awareness to where our attention is in any moment, and to the choices that are available to us moment by moment. So sensing the lower legs and the knees, the thighs, attending to any sensations that are available to be noticed, perhaps some sensations on the skin or deeper in the joints and muscles of the legs, any warmth or coolness. Breathing in a long, gentle in-breath, bringing oxygen into the area of the legs. And as you breathe out, letting the exhale release whatever needs to be released. And noticing the sensations of the legs, the calves, the knees, the thighs, and attending to the in-breath and the out-breath. Expanding your attention now to include the pelvic region, the hips, and the buttocks, the organs of reproduction and elimination. Noticing any sensations that are available to be noticed in this area. Any tightness or tingling. Breathing in and out of this region, bringing oxygen to this area of the body on the in-breath. And as you breathe out, releasing the carbon dioxide and whatever else needs to be released. Noticing any activation of thoughts or feelings that tug on your attention. And gently coming back to the sensations of the breath and the body as you continue to allow the floor to support your body. And when you're ready, releasing the legs and the pelvic region and moving your attention to the lower and upper torso of the body, the lower back, the abdomen, the feel of the belly rising and falling with the in and out flow of the breath, any sensations of the digestive process that might be available to be noticed, the area of the chest, the rib cage, the heart and lungs, the mid and upper back, the shoulder blades. So allowing a deep breath to fill and expand the torso of the body, filling this region with a fresh supply of oxygen, and then observing the release of the out-breath and the sensations in the body in this moment. And then when you're ready, moving your attention to the hands and the arms. Noticing the palms of the hands, the fingers, and the spaces in between the fingers. The wrists and the arms. Breathing gently into the hands and arms, and breathing out of the hands and arms. Attending to the sensations as you breathe in and out. Open and curious. And when you're ready, releasing the hands and the arms and bringing attention to your neck and shoulders and your head and face, the back of your head in contact with the surface you're lying on, and moving to the top of the head, the forehead, and the face. Noticing any sensations in the skin, the sense organs, the eyes, the nose, the ears, the area of the mouth and tongue, the area of the jaws, the muscles around the eyes, and the entire area of the head, and perhaps including the neck and shoulders. And breathing into and out of this region of the body, and attending to whatever sensations are available to be noticed. And then when you're ready, allowing your attention to expand now, to once again include the entire body. The whole body receiving the in-breath, the whole body releasing the out-breath, breathing in, sensing and feeling, aware of breathing in, and breathing out, sensing and feeling the body, aware of breathing out, surrendering to the wisdom of the body. Just observing the entire body as the breath moves in and out. The entire body being filled with the breath, with oxygen on the in-breath, and the entire body releasing the out-breath. Releasing whatever needs to be released in this moment. And really becoming an observer. Getting out of the way, so to speak. When you sleep, this is what the body does, all on its own. It breathes, it softens, the muscles relax, and the day's tension is released. And all this happens but you're not there. You're asleep. So this is a practice of being awake, and in a sense learning from the wisdom of the body, watching what happens, what the body is capable of, and in a sense developing some trust in things just as they are. This body, just as it is. This breath, just as it is. And perhaps allowing this moment to be enough, just as it presents itself, moment by moment.